Okay, the sugi here deals with the pitum hakteres, which we say in the mornings, this b'raise. And it's very unclear from the sugi itself how much of these samamonim were actually sanctioned by the Torah. Because when we learn, first the b'raise lists the samamonim. And it says, Tano Rabbanon, and it lists the Pitum HaKteres. Sorry, it's Siporin, Chalban, Alvaino, Shirim, Maruk Tzir, Shibelus Neo, Chalkoim, Shisha Oso, Kshayt Shneim Oso, Kilufa Shloisha, Kinam and Tisha, Prius Kashin and Tisha. Yen Kafrisin, Losa. Then it brings down Mala Oshin, which Mala Oshin seems to be clearly not part of the samamonim. It's a separate ingredient just to make the smoke should go up over the mizbeach. So from the braisa, it's not clear what is and what's not. The Rashi on Amud Aleph doesn't either say which ones of these samamonim, if they're all absolute or not. Now in Amud Beis, Rashi clearly states where they come from. The Yudalam Samamonim. If you look at Rashi on Amud Beis, Rashi says by the Divrei Hamaschol Yudalam Samamonim in the right column of Rashi, Le'el Choshavnu Yudalam, and he lists them. And then Rashi says as follows. Hare Yud Aleph Samamonim Nemru Loi LeMoshe. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was given Halacha Moshe Mesinai basically, there has to be 11. And then he says, V'loi Nikvu Elo Dalet. He says, that's it, there's only 4. So the way Rashi learns the sugya, although there's 11, and the 11 are Ma'akev, because it says, "Mchisa achas mikol samoneh chayev misa," Rashi says, the fact is that there's really only 4 that are sanctioned by the Torah. And the other 11, Rashi says, all you need is sheyei koiter v'oile kedidarshinon l'kamon beklal uprat. That's all. So just to get this clear, I'm not going to read through the whole Amud to you, which is just going through the various drashas. But if you look, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right next to that Rashi, right below it, on Vav Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yud Aleph Samamonim Nemru Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai. There are 11 Samamonim that were given to Moshe in Sinai. Amar Rabbi Huna, Maikho, Kach Lo Rosomim Trei, Notof Ushcheles V'Chelbono, Hochamisha. Samim is 2. Not of Shchelus and Chalbana, 5 altogether. And then it says Samim again. So that means another 5. So basically the Torah wasn't clear. It said Samim and Samim. The first Amim is 2. The last Samim, since it's coming after 5, the Samim and the 3. So that's another 5. Samim basically is saying this Samim or what we previously said. Ho'asol. And then you have Levoina Zaka, so it's 11. And the Gemara goes through, even dealing with these numbers. The Emo Samim Klal, not of Ishchelis V'Chobin of Prat, Samim Chazo Klal, Klal Prat, Klal, Enat Adana, Lekena Prat. Ma Prat, Mefurish Dover, Shakiter V'Ela. It has to be something which goes up. And V'Reichon Oedif, and the fragments give out a smell. Av Kol Dover, Shakiter V'Ela, V'Reichon Oedif. So Rashi maintains, ultimately, that in fact it's a klal prat to klal. Rashi learns that these 11 samamonim, this is not just a drosha in the Gemara, a technical drosha, it's halacha l'maisa drosha. Meaning, really the Torah only listed 4 samamonim altogether, right? And the Torah then let us know that there's 11 altogether. And the reason why the Torah listed 3 of the samamonim in between
the rule, the samim and samim, was to tell us what type of samimonim we need. But these samimonim are not ma'akev. That's how Rashi learns, only the four. The others, as long as you have what the as long as they have the characteristic of it goes up and the smell is neidiv, as long as it meets that characteristic, it's good enough. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. The Ramban al Torah, just 2 weeks ago we had in the Parashik Torah, the Ramban al Torah happens to learn like Rashi. He learns our Gemara that you really don't need the specific 11 types. You don't need the 11 types. All you need is the four that the Torah lists, and then the rest of the samamonim, the other seven samamonim, as long as they have these characteristics, it's fine. That's how Rashi wants. And the Ramban presents a significant issue about this. The Ramban says, if that's the case, so mafatim es haktoros. Right, if that's really how this whole sugya comes into crisis. Because one of the examples we had in the Mishnah of Achiv Chorus is if you copy the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's the whole idea. So the Ramban points out that it should come out if the rest of the Minim are not mandatory, so then it comes out of Pella. Comes out that you don't have to make the Ketores exactly that way. You can make the keteris, because you're chayiv if you make the keteris in any way that it would have been roy to be brought on the mizbeach. And if you're learning, in fact, that these 11 samamonim that we mention every day are not ma'akev, you only have to bring four of them, and the rest could be other minim that naturally have the same effect. So then you should be chayiv koras also if you did it that way. And the pashtus of all the sugyas and shas and the pashtus of the Mishnah is that you have to copy this exact Yud Aleph Samamonim. And it's listed in conjunction with the Chi of Koras. Now if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he clearly says it. He lists here in Ois Gimel, Kuf Gimel, Ois Gimel. He lists the Samamonim. And then he says, if you go down to the middle, Pirush Rashi, Kemishkal Zekach Mishkal Achash, Yushavim B'Mishkal. He says, "Ube'emes hashiurim alolu him alochel Moshe Mitzrayim v'chein nirim advarim." He says, besides for the brisa listing names of the keteres of the samamonim that went into the keteres, the brisa also gave measurements. The brisa said, "This many mona, shivim mona, shishasa mona." So how do you do that if you're going to go bring other minim? How do you make the shear? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, "Ube'emes hashiurim alelu ein bechlal alochel Moshe Mitzrayim." He says all the shiurim alochel Moshe Mitzrayim, meaning even according to Rashi, who learns that the Yud Aleph Samamonim are not dafka these 11. Doesn't have to be these 11. Only the four that are written. The others could be any, as long as they have this characteristic. He still states the Minchas Chinuch says you still have to bring this exact amount of each one. So in other words, the remainder samamonim that you're substituting, you still have to live up to this shir, which is against what I'll show you, the Be'er Sheva and others who don't hold like the Minchas Chinuch. But what the Minchas Chinuch says. But then he himself says, "Ach nicha l'shitas haRambam." He says, "I understand according to the Rambam that achar asol samamonim halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim." According to the Rambam, it has to be these 11. Can't bring other samamonim. Aval das Rashi v'Rambam. The shiva samamonim me'ezer min she'yirtzeh. Al kochoch tzoch loyma. Then how do you learn the halacha? The halacha oisa to me shiva samamonim she'yirtzeh lohavi. You could bring from whatever you want, me'abba, me'kol echot. And you have to say that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was From this one, shisha semana, meyachot shnei semana, meyachot shloisha, meyachot tisha, umeabo samemana mamefuroshim mikol echot shivim. That's it. Ubishara samemana meink pedo, meyaze min sheyirtze yovi mishkol amefurish. Now this is a fascinating milchus chinuch. He is learning that in fact the shiurim, not only is the number 11 a magic number, it has to be after 11, but it has to be particularly this. The halacha Moshe Messina was this amount of mon of this and this amount of mon of that. The only thing is the type of samamonim were not written. The strange thing about the way the Menachas Chinuch is learning, L'chaira would come out that there was a science here. I mean, these fragments, there was a science why this much of this and this much of that created a certain smell, created that perfection of the Ketores. Now, if somebody's going to go and play around and put in, you know, substitute meaning and then start playing around with the numbers, that doesn't seem to make sense. So, in fact, the Be'er Shema in our sugya has a whole different mahalach than the Minchas Chinuch. He learns according to Rashi, it's completely up to you. It's not sanctioned by the Torah at all. You have the four samamonim that the Torah requested. And the other samamonim you put in according to what makes sense to come with the same effect of the Torah and the Beis HaMikdash.
But does the total have to be 368?
Yeah. But in other words, you can play around with that. It's a recipe. It's a recipe to create a certain conclusion. And therefore, it would come out that according to the Be'er Sheva, you won't even be yotze if you do like the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Minchas Chinuch is saying, Minchas Chinuch is saying there are target numbers. Imagine if a woman was baking a cake. And she said, you know, listen, the ingredients are 3 cups and 2 cups and 1 cup. And I don't have exactly what they have, so I'm substituting other ingredients, but I'm still going to stick to the 3. And I'm going to fadre it. I mean, the thing would not be edible. Right? Yeah, obviously, whatever you're substituting has to meet up with something. But that's what comes out from the Minchas Chinuch. Not like the Be'er Sheva. No. According to the Reach will be the same. The Be'er Sheva says you have to substitute to create the conclusion of this kind, just like a recipe can have substitutes to create the same. You can either use this ingredient or that ingredient to create this effect. There's a particular result that we want, and that has to be regulated. So according to the Be'er Sheva, the result is the ikar. Everything else is worked from there. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, somehow, it's very strange. Now, if you look in the Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam says otherwise. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam too. We have the Rambam here. We have both. But the Rambam is here in Hilchos Kwei Amigdosh. Hakteres nasis b'kol shana v'shana v'asiyoso mitzvah saseh shenema v'ato kach l'chosamim v'nispar shu v'atoyah arba misamamonel. And then the Rambam says clearly, Ushar samamoneo halokh al-moshe misinai. Clearly. He says that it's got to be, they're all halokh al-moshe misinai. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf yud, he says the same, brings down this. And then he clearly states that the Mishkolos also have to be that way. If you look, V'ayin v'rambam perek beiz mekwey amigdosh v'zeh l'shoni b'alocha tez ho'i sekteres me'achal asor samamonim elu lufi Mishkolos elu v'ayin ma'a shekasavnu le'el im ha'samamonim shalin nispal shubater ha'pem alocha ma'ashim v'sinai midrabonan kein le'iyum v'chiyuv kan. He asked, really, he asked what the Ramban asks. La soivrim shem halacha Moshe Mesinai. If you hold it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, then you're only going to be chayev if you do exactly copying the Keteris would only be doing exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. You only chayiv if you do exactly the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, if that's the case, you'll be chayiv in any mixture you'd make. Now, this is what I want to get to. He doesn't clarify. I feel this is the door to open up to understand Rashi and the Ramban. Because Rashi and the Ramban are a tremendous player. The way Rashi and the Ramban learn, especially if we go into the Be'er Sheva's approach, it's completely opened. The Keteris in the Beis HaMikdash is completely open. Four ingredients, the rest, it's like a woman in the kitchen. There's complete flexibility. So how could it be that all the Brises and all the Mishnayos throughout Shas, when we talk about the Chi of Keteris, doesn't open the door and say, by the way, according to all these things, it doesn't have to be these samamonim at all. The absence of that is a tremendous raya to the Rambam. It's a tremendous raya to the Rambam. The fact that none of the Brises and Shas say that is a tremendous, tremendous plea on the Rambam. So I want to try to give some clarity in this. And Agav Urcha will explain also the Chi of Misa here in the Sugya. The Gemara says, clearly, that im chiser achas mikol samoneho, Chi of Misa. That's what it says here. So if you look at Rashi, by us in the Sugya, in the first column, towards the third or fourth last Rashi, so he talks about Chayiv Misa. Rashi says, Ki ko'ayo b'yom ha-kipurim. If you bring it in on Yom Kippur, you Chayiv Misa. D'chsiv l'yovo b'choleis al ha-kodesh. D'chi ma'ayo k'tore shaloi ka'alocha. Rashi says, if you go and you bring it in, shaloi ka'alocha, Rashi says, b'ya rekonesi. That would be considered a b'ya rekonis. There's something called Bia Rekonis, which means you go into the Beis HaMikdash for no purpose. So you go Lifnim and you don't do Avodah. If you go Lifnim and you don't do Avodah, there's a Chi of Misa. So Rashi learns when our Sugya says that if you do less than these 11, you're Chayiv Misa for a Bia Rekonis. You're not Chayiv because you were Makriv, the Keteris, not according to the formula. That's not why you're chayiv. You're chayiv because since you didn't bring the right formula, it's equivalent to bringing nothing. And now you're chayiv for going in to the Beis HaMikdash without a purpose. Going into the Lifnim without a purpose. That's how Rashi learns. So if you look at Reb Kiveger on the bottom of the Gilyon HaShas here, the last Reb Kiveger on the page, on the bottom, he says, chayiv Misa. Ayin Yumid Afnun Gimel Amin Aleph V'Tzorachian. Says if you look in Meseches Yuma, you'll see it's Tzorachian on what Rashi say. Now what the Reb Kiveiga means here to say is that this Rashi seems to be directly contradicting the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma reads as such. The Gemara is a Diran Afnun Gimel, and the Gemara says like this. Chisachas mikol samoneho chayiv misa. This is in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara of v'tepik leidik ma'ayo b'yirei konis. The Gemara basically asks on Rashi. The Gemara says, why are you chayiv? Because you took not enough keteres. You should be chayiv because you went in a b'yirei konis. Now according to Rashi, there's no kasha. That's taka why you chayiv misa. And the Gemara concludes. The Gemara says, "Omar Av Sheshes, Kegoin Sheshogag Bebiyosoi Behizid Baktor." The Gemara says the case is like this: you didn't know that you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash without into the Heichal without doing a korban. So we can't give you. You're not Chayiv Misa for that. You're not Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. It's B'Shogeg. So that's why we have to burn, but you hezed ba'aktora. You were amazed on bringing the aktora. So therefore, you chayiv misa for the aktora, you're not chayiv for the bi'ur ekonos. And then the Gemara says, Avashi Omar, that was Rosheshes, he tells. Avashi Omar, the ma'ayu shnei aktora is achashlema v'achas chseira. Rav Ashi says, we're talking about a case where you brought in two ktoiras into the Kodesh. You brought in a ktoiras that was proper, and you brought in a ktoiras that was lacking. So we can't be mechayiv you for bi'ur ekonos, because you went in with a ktoiras. You didn't go with empty handed. On the other hand, we can't be mechayiv, we could be mechayiv you for being makter ktoiras chaser. The bottom line is that the Gemara here in Yuma is clear. Not like Rashi. Rashi here is learning like the Gemara's Havamin in Yuma, the Gemara's Kash in Yuma. Which the Gemara doesn't even entertain the possibility that you could be chayiv for going in empty handed.
The Gemara there is not against the conclusion of Rashi. In other words, the Gemara there, the halacha, it's true. If you would see those particular cases that those 12 Aram say, if you did it amazing, you kind of brought in the wrong.
You're chayiv for both.
You're chayiv for both.
But the point is, according to the Gemara in Yuma, Rashi is not correct. Because according to the Gemara in Yuma, that is not what the words mean. The Gemara basically is saying, why is the Brisa saying, it's a stamachiv, to be a reconus. The Gemara says, you're right. This Brisa is addressing this scenario. So you're telling me that Rashi's not correct. Because that's not what this Brisa is talking. Of course Rashi's correct in Halacha. First of all, of course Rashi's correct in Halacha. And second of all, nobody debates that if you go into the Kodesh without Avodah, you're chayiv. If you bring a pig into the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayiv. Because it's not royal for Kom. Same thing. That's not the problem with what the Brisa is saying. And Rashi is telling us something which the Gemara itself says you can't learn like that. That's the whole point of the Gemara. So this is really a tremendous plea. Tremendous plea. So the Nezer HaKodesh in our sugi, Rav Rosen Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, he in his Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, he tries to give an explanation, which is very dochui. Tries to combine the two, that it really is a Bi'ur Ekonos, but again, he really ends up, he wants to say that according to Rashi, it's like connected to Bi'ur Ekonos. In other words, even in Gemara's answer, where you were shoygig on going in, and you were amazed on bringing it.
Once you do that, then
you. He says, but you have to at least be over bi'ur ekonos. But that obviously only works according to one man d'omer in the Gemara. In other words, the man d'omer in the Gemara who says that this Bryce is talking about a case where a guy went into the Beis HaMikdash not knowing that he has to bring anything when he goes in, and then he was amazed on being. He knew he was bringing the wrong keteres. So there he's chayiv misa for bringing the k'toras. He's not chayiv misa for the bi'ur ekonos. Yeah. So Rav Rosen wants to learn that simply you learn the Gemara. The Gemara is throwing out, like I was telling David, the Gemara is throwing out bi'ur ekonos, saying that can't be the pshat in the brisa. It's because of haktorah. So Rav Rosen is trying to link them and say, listen, enachanami, you can't. You're not chayiv misa for coming in with nothing. But you have to be over that. It's almost like a condition. You're being over bi'ur ekonos, the fact that you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash with such a korban that's not roi, and then when you're makter with your chayv, say nachnami, we can't give you misa for coming in because for that you're a shogeg. But now that you're amazed on haktorah, now we give you misa for the whole matzah. See, that's what I was telling you, David, was while I believe that the Gemara in Yuma, the reason why I think this is a bigger problem, is because I believe that the Gemara in Yuma was trying to say that it can't be bi'ur ekonos. Because if that's the case, it has nothing to do with this brisa. That's the Gemara's problem. Because if it means bi'ur ekonos, then this could be the end of any Mishnah in Shas. When the Mishnah tells us what a chatas is, the Mishnah could end off by saying, v'im loy hevi ka'locho, chayiv misa. It has nothing to do with... The Gemara in Yuma was asking a lomdish shaila. The Gemara in Yuma was saying that this brisa can't be talking about bi'ur ekonos. Because if that's what we're talking about, it's not to do with this Mishnah, really. It's a Shas Inyan that would fit into any Mishnah in Kutchim, any Brice in Kutchim, that talks about a formula, what you need for a Korban. An age, a gender, whatever it is. And then if you went into the Kodesh without that, with something that's not Roy, Chayv Misa, has nothing to do with the Ketores. Nothing to do with Chisa Achas Mikol Samana. That's why the Gemara had to work out that this Bryce is not talking about it. So what basically comes out is what the Gemara in Yuma says is not possible is the way Rashi actually teaches the Bryce, which what the Gemara in Yuma says is not thinkable. That's how the Bryce is learning. That's why I think the Kasha is even bigger than the Nezer HaKodesh and Rabbi Kivek, I don't know what he means, but the Nezer HaKodesh is just trying to bridge a gap that we shouldn't have a direct contradiction between the words of Rashi and the words in the Gemara Yuma. But to me, that's not sufficient because the Mashmois is not that way. Well, that's another problem in what he says, because the Gemara there in Yuma gives a second answer, and the second answer to Gemara is that you went in with two. You went in with one Ketores that was good, and you went in with a second Ketores. That was the second Ketores in the Gemara. That was Rashi's Ketores in the Gemara. And that definitely doesn't fit what he's saying. See, he tries to dray his pshat in that too, but he has great difficulty trying to make that fit with his concept that it's always working with Bi'ur Ekanus. Always working with Bi'ur Ekanus. So I want to tell you an idea, and this will answer the Ramban's kasha on himself. The Ramban, and the way we said, the way the Ramban and Rashi learn our sugya, which is that the 11 samamonim were not bechlal sanctioned; only four of them were sanctioned. How is it that the simple of the pasta surprise and all over is that the chorus is only if you make it in that way? Mechaschinuch says maybe there's a. So I want to explain to you. I think we could say here in pshat. To get a better clarity in the sugya. And that is, the Minchas Chinuch by us throws out the possibility that maybe, since that's the way they normally brought it, maybe you're not chayiv if you don't do it the way they normally. He doesn't give any, you see, he's struggling with that idea because what would be the svara to that? I think that the Minchas Chinuch touched on a very choshev nekuda. There's a famous shaila if mitzvah tzrichas kavone. Famous shaila in various sugyas hashas, if mitzvah tzrichas kavona. Now, if you hold that mitzvah tzrichas kavona, so the Gemara says, then it's very simple why we're not over baltoisif when we do various things, because the fact that you don't have kavona for a mitzvah makes it not baltoisif. So if a guy would sleep on the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, I'm talking about even in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is talking even in Eretz Yisrael. If a guy would use his sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says you're not over Baal Tosif. Because, let's just look at it this way. Baal Tosif is when you replica mitzvah in a way that you'll be able to be yates to the mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So if you hold mitzvah, tzrichas kavonah. So then the only way to be over Baal Tosif is now you had kavonah to be moisif. Right? But if you did it not without the kavonah to do the mitzvah, you won't be over Baal Tosif because you're not. You're not doing something which equivalently you'd be yaitz in the mitzvah. That's the Gemara. So there's a tremendous pell on that Gemara based on the way several Rishonim learn. And that is the whole concept. And at the end, the Gemara gives another svara. The Gemara says that shaloi bizmano, you need kavan anyway. In order to be over Baal Tosif, if you're not doing it at a time that's roy to do the mitzvah, you definitely need to have kavan. So there's a guy sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, if he walks around with five parashiyos in his tefillin, so there he's doing it at a time that he could be yotzei the mitzvah, he's over Baal Tosif, even without kavanah. But if you're doing it at a time that's not the zman mitzvah, you're zichah need kavanah. Now, which I'm also going to explain to you why that is. The problem in the sugya is like this. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That whole concept, is that the reise or is that the rabbon? There was the whole concept of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Does that mean that midaraisa, if you don't have kavanah, you're not yotzei to the mitzvah? Well, does that mean that just midrabbanan you have to have kavanah? If you don't have kavanah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah midrabbanan. Nafka mina would be obviously if somebody has a suffix, if he had kavanah or not. Is it a suffix deraisa, or is it a suffix derabbanan? That happens to people all the time. You do a mitzvah, you think that what I counted, that I think. So if you're so the riaz and the mabit both say that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah is only midrabbanan. Midaraisa, you don't have to have kavanah. When you do a mitzvah, midaraisa, even according to the opinion of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, it's midrabbanan. Now, I held that there was a tremendous raya to this way of learning. Because there's a famous Rambam, kofoi v'ochloi matzah yotza, right? If you eat matzah against your will, you're not eating matzah because you're having in mind to be yotza the mitzvah. Stam agoy made you eat matzah. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about the Shiloh, whether you're yotza or you're not yotza. The Rambam paskins you yotza. From there they derive that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shofar hatakei al ushir lo yotza. That if you blow shofar without kavanah, you're not yotza the mitzvah. So there's obviously a contradiction in the Rambam. So there's a famous answer given in the Magid Mishnah and the Ran and Rosh Hashanah and many that there's a big difference between matzah and shofar. Matzah, you're eating. Mashenk, and therefore there's a rule in Shas, we're going to have it in Krisis. Chalov v'arayas chayiv shekein nene. By an Avera also, if you have no kavanah to do the Avera at all, you don't know what you're doing. Right? You thought you were eating, Shabbos, if you thought you were cutting something that's not connected and you cut something that was connected, you potter from a kol. Because you're misasek. You didn't know what you were doing. By chalev and arayas, if you do it, you don't know what you're doing. A person had relations with his sister and he thought it was his wife. Or a person had a shuman. He thought it was shuman, it was chalev. He's chayev shekeinen. That means the hanoah takes the place of the kavanah. So the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, many say that that's the pshat and the Rambam. By matzah, since there's nehenah, so you're connected to it, even though you didn't have kavanah. By shofar, there's no nana. So therefore, if you didn't have kavanah, you're not guys. This is such an element. I've heard this when I was probably 9. The first time. This is like part of your DNA. This is part of a yeshiva guy's DNA, this chiluk. But the fact is that by the time I was about mitzvah buck, I wasn't happy with it anymore. Because it doesn't make sense. Because by a korban, what are you trying to accomplish? You don't have to make him into a mazid. You just have to make him into a shaykik. In other words, if I went ahead and I cut a piece of grass, thinking that it's disconnected from the ground, turned out the grass was connected to the ground. Yeah. So I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know the act that I was doing. I didn't know the maaser. So there you potter from a kol. If I cut the grass just not knowing it's Shabbos, I'm chayav a kol. Even though I didn't have kavanah to be over, of course not. If I had kavanah to be over, I'm amazed that I don't bring a kol. So misasik is less than shoygik, right? When you have hanah, it raises you up to shoygik. That's all it does. Since you had hanah, you're connected to the act. We don't look at it like you had intention to do it, but now you're connected to it. That's all. So if you look in Lomdus, the only thing that Shekein Nene does is it raises you up from being completely oblivious to doing it without knowing what you're doing. Without knowing that you're doing something which is prohibited. That's all. You knew what you were doing, you didn't know it was prohibited. Now let's move our focus to mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. What's the case of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah? That means if you shake a lulav, somebody asks you, what are you doing? I'm shaking a lulav. Why are you doing it? I'm doing it because I like to move this back. I'm exercising. Yeah? Not yet, if you're mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. You know what you're doing. But mitzvah tzrichas kavanah means it's not enough to know what you're doing. You have to mechaven to be yetzer the mitzvah. Which equivalently by an Avera would be mazed. I'm going against what Hashem is saying. By a mitzvah, I'm following what Hashem is saying. And by an Avera, I'm going against what Hashem is saying. Right? Misasik doesn't lift you up to there. Nana, Shekein Nana doesn't bring you up to there. If it would, you'd be potter from a cop. The Shekein Nana just brings you up to an Enem Eskavim. So how could the Rada, the Magid Mishnah, how could these Rishonim say the fact that you're having Anor from the Matzah, that's why now you're Yotze the Mitzvah because of Shekein Nana? But we need Kavana. We need you to have Kavana. I can almost use the Gemara that they're using to say why it works as why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work. Because you chayv a korban. Why chayv a korban? Because we treat you like a shegig. How you ate in the mitzvah. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The reason why Misasik generally is popular is because
it's not miyuchas to you.
It's not miyuchas to you. Which Shekinah overrides that. It is miyuchas to you. So is the point that by Misasik...
But it's not enough.
It has nothing to do with whether it's miyuchas to you.
Exactly.
Kavana to be
Yosef. Kavana, just to make it very clear, what you're saying is correct, but I'm just saying to make it very clear, Kavana is the equivalent of Mezid. If you're looking at Kavana, Mitzvah Shrich is Kavana, it's equivalent of what Mezid is by an Avera, that's what Kavana is by a Mitzvah. Mezid means I have Kavana to go against Hashem. That's Mezid. Mitzvah Shrich is Kavana means I have Kavana to follow Hashem. It's the exact parallel to Mezid. And if Shekein Nana makes you into a Mezid, you'd be bought from a Kohen, actually. So the Gemara that we're using to answer the Rambam just creates a problem. And the emes is that for years I was walking around with this, I just couldn't, because when I first heard the answer, I was like, yeah, it's a good answer. Then I realized this just doesn't work. And this is like elementary. This is, you ask anybody when they're half asleep, what's the difference between Shofar and Matzah? Shekein Nana. Doesn't work. How does it work? It has to work. The Ran says it works, the Makar Mishnah says it works. There's a line of reasoning. But the truth is, yeah?
The basics. Some people enjoy it. Music.
Yeah, but that's not enough. It has to be physical.
It's physical years.
Yeah, but that's not cool. Physical means your body is experiencing a physical.
Some
that's the difference.
The music and they get such
a, yeah, but the Gemara limits it to things which you consume, where your body had physical contact. That's how the Gemara. That's just a question on the Gemara, but the Gemara only applies the rule, Shekein Nana, to things that you're physically. You're right, Tekeh L'Shir, you're 100% right. Tekeh L'Shir is you're having Anor from the music, 100%. But that kind of Anor is still abstract. It has to be in the goof. So the emes is that the Pshat here, I think, is simple. It only works if your whole Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah is the Rabbonah. Now it works beautifully. Because if your whole Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah mid Rabbonah, what does that mean? That means midrash, if you do a mitzvah without Kavanah, you yate for the mitzvah. The Rabbonah came and they said you have to have Kavanah. So let's look. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? The Torah says, because if you would do the mitzvah as a misasek, then you wouldn't even be yate midrash. If you wouldn't know what you're doing, you wouldn't be yaitz in the mitzvah, according to anybody. So therefore, the Rabbanan came and they said, you know what? We want you to have kavana to make sure that you'll definitely be yaitz in the mitzvah. Because if you'll be a misasik, you won't be yaitz at all. So when did they make that t'nai where misasik exists? But by matzah, where you can't be a misasik because there's always going to be a shekein nana. So the Daraisa already has a protection. Intrinsically. The Rabbanan didn't have to go and say, you know what? We want to make sure you're not a Misasik, so be Mecham. Minei Ubei, there's a protection. Kushakeinene. Now it works beautifully. Kavon is an indirect way of making sure that you're safe. You're okay, you got your immune shots. You're immune. Because since this mitzvah has a Hanoya, it's miyachas to you no matter what. You don't have to make it. Then, once I realized that, it became very clear. Very, very clear. But if you hold mitzvah sviches kavon as the raisa, then the whole thing would not work. Then it would. Question is like this. So now we're going with that view, that mitzvah sviches kavon is only midrabbana. Right? So here we have a question. So if that's the case, so, tekiah shofar, Let's first go to forget Kishir, for the case of the Gemara Sukkah. Were you doing a mitzvah without kavana? Yoshem b'shmini b'sukkah. Why is that enough not to be over Bal Tosef? If midaraisa you yotze mitzvah even without kavana, why is it enough to do the mitzvah without kavana? You should still be over Bal Tosef, because midaraisa you could be yotze the mitzvah without kavana. So why is there no Bal Tosef? There should be Bal Tosef. Should be, right? It's only midarabana. Similar question could be asked on the Motchai in Sukkah that talks about why we don't make a brocha on Shemini Atzeres in Sukkah. So one of the reasons, Zilzul, one of the reasons is Bal Tosef. Right? Brocha is not ma'akev. One of the reasons why the Motchai brings down that we don't sleep on the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres is because that would be Bal Tosef. Why? Because eating, we could eat in the Sukkah because we don't make a brocha. That shows that we're not doing it for a mitzvah. But sleeping, we never make a bracha on. So therefore, you can't sleep in the sukkah. That's the sheet of the Motchai. The Vilna Gaon holds not like this, but that's the sheet of the Motchai. So l'maisa, the bottom line is, how does the lack of bracha or the lack of kavana get rid of the problem of Bal Tosef? And the Teretz says, I believe it's very simple. What's the issur of Bal Tosef? The issur of Bal Tosef is to take a... Basically, what Bal Tosef is doing is changing the framework of the mitzvahs of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the framework of the mitzvah. And now you're changing the framework of the mitzvah. You're making, instead of four parshis, five parshis. Instead of 7 days, you're making 8 days. That's what you're doing. You're changing the framework of the mitzvah. That is the Isser of Bal Tosef. That's the Isser of Bal Tosef. So you could say very simple. Once the Chachamim establish that the way you do a mitzvah is with a bracha, so now when I do a mitzvah without a brocha, now there's a hoichocha that I'm not changing the framework of the Torah. So it's not that, since I'm not making a brocha, so I'm not yotze the mitzvah, so there's no problem about place. You don't have to go that far. I'm not going to play around with the framework that the Torah gave and make the mitzvahs different than the way they were given. So when I go ahead and I make extra, I add a day, I add it, I'm playing with the framework of the Torah. But once I do it in a way that's different than the way the mitzvah is normally done, now I'm not changing the framework of the Torah. Who cares who made this the framework? Now this became the way you mekayim a mitzvah with a brocha. Now that I'm doing without a brocha, so it's visible that I'm not changing the framework of the mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs I do this way, and the Bal Tosef I do that way, so it's not a problem. And that answers the question, how could Kavona, which is only the Rabbanon, how can a Brocha, which is only the Rabbanon, how could that change the Issa of Bal Tosef? It does.
So one can wear five parshiyos tefillin without a Brocha and not be a Bal Tosef.
What do you mean? You're putting on tefillin. There you're doing an act which is Muchach, from the act that it's tefillin. And a chanami, if you would go ahead and put on something which, it's by tefillin, it's not shaykh, because it's in the guf ha-mitzvah. You're taking the guf ha-mitzvah and changing it. The svara is only shaykh where you're adding a day where we can separate and say, you know, it's not part of the mitzvah. Your case is a case where you actually manipulate the guf ha-mitzvah. That's worse. That's worse. It's different. That's a different case. The Rishonim themselves make a distinction between if you change the cheftza of the mitzvah, you add a day. So in fact, I'm not making a bracha, I'm not adding a day. That's a definition, Shah. I'm not saying ways are you wrong. I'm just saying there's room to be choker over there. Okay. So now that we have this, now I think we could smoothly transition to Ketores. And chisa achas mikol samoneho. What the Chiyuv Mises and what Rashi is telling us. The emes is that there are two types of Chiyuvim in the Mikdash. Sometimes they're Chiyuvim in Mikdash because of what you did as far as the Avodah is concerned. L'moshel. Somebody goes ahead and a Kohen does Pigul. He has Machshava to eat something Chutz L'Zman. Right? So it's Chiyuv Koros. Right? No question that the pigul relates to the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. It's avoid. There's chorus for the way you were doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's pigul. No question. The same thing if somebody does avodah b'chutz. He does halor b'chutz, shchit of halor b'chutz. He's chayiv, why? Because he did avodah. It's a violation of the avodah. It's a violation of the avodah. It's not a violation of the mikdash. It's a violation of the avodah. Then there are things that are very clear. They're a violation of the mokom hamikdash. L'moshel. A person goes in the Beis HaMikdash with a tome. Chayiv koras. The violation is not in the avodah. Fakir, doing avodah betum is not really the nekuda. The nekuda is violating the mokum of the mikdash. You're violating the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And as that, you chayiv misa. By k'toris, there are two approaches how to learn. One approach, how to learn k'toris, is that the k'toris is the simple approach, is a chson and avoida. It's a violation of the avoida. The problem with learning that way is that l'chayra, the k'toris, then turns into chulin. You understand? In other words, l'chayra, if you make the k'toris wrong, it's like chulin. So it can't be a violation of avodah. If you brought in a pig in the Beis HaMikdash and you had a machsheves pigul, it's nothing. I mean, you'll be chayiv for going in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll be chayiv for bringing something that's not roi for the mizbeach. But they can't be pigul because it's not a korban. It's not shayach and avodah on a pig. So in the same vein, it's not shayach for somebody to go ahead and be chayiv for being makter k'toras, that's chseira als avoid alone. The avoid alone doesn't make sense because it's not a kol. L'chayra, if you're missing the right ingredient, the way it's supposed to be brought, so it's not k'toras. That's Rashi's problem in our sugya. Otherwise, Rashi wouldn't have been a chacham. Rashi didn't have to be such a chacham here in Croesus and to start getting himself into this big hole that he seems to be contradicting the Gemara and Yuma. Now we have to try to explain why he's not really contradicting the Gemara and Yuma. Rashi didn't have to get himself so far. But Rashi had a problem. In Rashi, it was very clear there are two ways. Either you're chayiv for violating Avodah, or you're chayiv for violating the Mokom HaMikdash. Rashi said, I don't understand how to learn. This is just violation of Avodah. Because nishkin k'teles. Lo yehei alechulim. It is like chulin. It's like you went into the Beis HaMikdash, come ayo chulin ba'azama. It's like you brought chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What is worse about this? You can't be chayiv as chilul avoida. That was Rashi's problem. That's why Rashi, as a mefarish on the Gemara, had to explain this. There's got to be a pshat. The flip side, we know if somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash, a bir ekonis, he goes lifnim, it's chayiv misa. Why is he chayiv misa there? Not because of chilul avodah, because of chilul of the makom, because he's being mechalal the makom. So Rashi's saying we're really at a catch 22, because the only way to learn that you should be chayiv by k'toras, well, the only way it makes sense is that it's chilul hamakom. Because if it will be chilul avodah, it's not an avodah. If you don't have the right ingredients, it's like you brought a pig in. No, every chilul avodah is givaldic. You have a korban oiler, which is an oiler, and you have a mind pigul. What are you talking about? It's a korban. So I took a korban, which is avachiv to do this avodah with, and I did it not properly.
But if it's lacking, so then it's a chilul. I don't understand it. But then if it's lacking,
forget chilul avodah, because that's just confusing. Chilul hakorban. Now you understand. A yekah have to be more yekish. Chilul hakorban. So by an oil, we understand you're being mechalal the korban. When I say chilul avoid, I'm talking about chilul of the korban. I have a korban that's supposed to do a certain avoida with, and I did something different with this korban. So I'm mechalal the korban. What's that? Forget k'toras. An oiler. The oiler, I have a chiyuv to bring this oiler with this kavana, and I had the wrong kavana. So I was mechalal the korban. That's good? What? Now, when I bring in something, if I bring in a pig in the Beis HaMikdash, I have kavanos pigul. No, because there's no din on this pig to do with any. It's not the kol. So if I bring in k'teres that doesn't live up to what k'teres is supposed to be, it's equivalent of a pig. It's not k'teres. K'teres are these samamonim, this shear, this. I didn't bring the shear, so now it's not k'teres. Exactly. Perfect. Beautiful example. A guy brings in an oiler with a mum and he does it l'shem pigul. He's not chayev. It's not an oiler. It's not an oiler that has to go on the mizbeach. It may look like an oiler and may quack like an oiler, but it's not an oiler. It's not an oiler. That's all. End of story. That's this. Now you got it. What? Oh, so now it's very clear. The pshat is like this. So therefore, it has to be that by k'toris, the Torah said to use the Beis HaMikdash in a fashion of where you're bringing something which resembles k'toris, you're abusing the Mokim HaMikdash by doing that. We can't say you're abusing the k'toris because it's not k'toris. You're using the Beis HaMikdash in a way that it looks like k'toris. You're being makrif something like you would be makrif k'toris. So the point is, you are using the Beis HaMikdash in an unworthy way. And the Torah decided that by k'toris, this is sitting. That's the pshat. Really, the guts of the Isser of Chisa Achas Mikol Samaneo is B'yirei Kanes. It's using the Beis HaMikdash in a way where you abuse the Mokom HaMikdash. That's why the Gemara says, so l'chayra, if that's really what the Avera is, so why do we need this whole idea of Chayiv Nisa? The Gemara says, no. There's a simple reason why you need it. Because it could be you went in with something that was Roy. And now, if you wouldn't have been mocked or this, you wouldn't have abused the Mokum. But now, by being mocked or this, you're abusing the Mokum just like a B'yirei Kanes. In other words, if I walked in with two k'teresin, so if not for the new halacha called chisa achas mikol samaneh chayiv misa, if not for that pasuk v'lo yomus in Parshas Achrimos from which we learn out this whole idea, you'd be potter. Because I went in, I didn't abuse the makom. I went in with a real k'teres. The teretz is, but this other k'teres that I went in with and I was makter, the chaser one, as well, so now I'm chayiv for abusing the makom with this k'teres. So basically what the Torah was mechadish, this is the way you have to look at it, is each haktorah is like a new bia. It's like a new coming into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a new use of the Beis HaMikdash shaloi l'tzarech. And that's something the Torah was only mechadish by k'teres. By other korbanos this doesn't exist. If somebody would go lefnim with a korban and also with a piece of cake, he's ma'ayu chul ma'azara. He'll be over the issa of chul ma'azara, but he's not going to be over any other issa. He's not going to be chayiv misa. By k'teres, the Torah said, each time you bring something and you're makter it as k'teres, that's abusing the makom. And you chayiv misa for that purpose. And this answers the Beis Yosef's kash also of why you chayiv in such a case. Now we understand also like this. So once it became the derech that this is the only kind of keteris that's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so now, just like we said by a mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah without a bracha, now you're not doing the mitzvah the way it's normally done. So it's not included. That's why it's no Baal Tosef. In the Mele, if somebody makes over the keteris in a way that this is not the way it's normally brought into the lefnim, so he's not chayiv. Because the iser is to do something which would the violation is something which you're preparing something which would go lifnim. Once it's visibly something that doesn't go lifnim, it's not included in the iser. That's why since they only brought the samamonim from these 11 minim, it's exactly like I'm telling you by a mitzvah. If you went and you did a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, without a bracha, you'd be yetzer the mitzvah. But if you're doing it shaloi l'shem mitzvah without a bracha, you're not over Baal Tosef. Midaraisa. Why? Because now it's visibly different than than what was actually done by the Beis HaMikdash. By what? So if you brought it in L'shem Avodah, no problem. Because now you're going to be makdir it. It's not a Bi'ur HaKonis. But so long that you didn't bring it in L'shem Avodah, we're just being mechayev you because this is the kind of thing that would be brought in. It's visible that this is not the kind of thing that would be brought in. Maybe you put it. From everything. What? You did, there was no Chil HaMakom. You never brought it in. You never brought it in. Chil HaMakom has to be you were mocked to it. You never, and then if you were mocked to it, L'shem K'teres, then you got rid of the problem anyway, because now it turned into K'teres. The Issim of Fatima K'teres is where you're making it Shaloi L'shem K'teres. But you're making something which visibly goes into the Beis HaMikdash. This visibly doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's not included in the Issim. That's really the... And the violation is the same thing. The violation of the Makom is when you do something which visibly is done for K'teres and you're not doing K'teres, then you're chayav. It's all the same. It's the same you said. Okay. We'll stop here already.